This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil. Iran's state TV says that the country's sole nuclear power plant has undergone a temporary emergency shutdown. An official from the state electric energy company said on a talk show that the plant shutdown began on Saturday and would last for 3 to 4 days. He said that the outages could result. He did not elaborate, but this is the first time Iran has reported an emergency shutdown at the plant located in the southern port city. It went online in 2011 with the help from Russia. In March, Iran and the plant could not stop working since it couldn't buy needed equipment from Russia because of sanctions. Afghanistan's former president says the United States came to his country to fight extremism and bring stability to his war-tortured nation, and is leaving nearly 20 years later having failed at both. In an interview with the Associated Press just weeks before the last U.S. and NATO troops leave Afghanistan, ending their forever war, Hamid Karzai said extremism is at its highest point and the departing troops are leaving behind a disaster. U.S. President Joe Biden's special envoy for North Korea says that he hopes to see a positive reaction from the North soon as U.S. offers more talks after the North Korean leader ordered officials to prepare for both dialogue and confrontation. Sung Kim, Biden's special representative for North Korea, is in Seoul to speak with the South Korean and Japanese officials about the U.S.'s stalled diplomacy with the North over its nuclear program and U.S.-led sanctions. This is VOA News. India's central government is calling on the public to continue observing anti-pandemic measures to reduce the spread of COVID-19 infections, even as some regions start to lift restrictions. Outside a subway station in New Delhi, hundreds of local residents could be seen flouting social distancing guidelines while waiting in line to take the metro. The metro authorities cap ridership to limit the potential for overcrowding in subway cars, but unintentionally cause passengers to crowd outside the station, possibly increasing their risk of infection while they wait. The U.S. sent 2.5 million doses of the Moderna COVID-19 vaccine to Taiwan Sunday, tripling an earlier pledge in a donation with both public health and geopolitical meaning. The shipment arrived on a China Airlines cargo plane. Ethiopia is voting in the general greatest election yet in testing for the Prime Minister Abiy Ahmed, as worried logistical issues means ballots will not be cast in more than 100 constituencies out of the 547 across the country. The election is a centerpiece of a reform for him, whose rise to power in 2018 seemed to signal a break with decades of the rule led to him winning a Nobel Peace Prize. Opposition groups have accused authorities of harassment and threats of violence that echo past abuses. His prosperity party is widely expected to cement its hold on power in the legislative elections. Polling agencies and early official results estimate that France's traditional conservative party dominated the first round of regional elections and that Marine Le Pen's far-right party performed less well than expected. The election Sunday was marked by exceptionally low turnout and campaigning around security and economic issues. Three polling agencies projected the traditional conservative party, the Republican, would have the most overall votes, followed by Le Pen's National Rally. Behind them were left-wing and green parties. The Tokyo Olympics will allow some local fans to attend when the games open in just over a month. The organizing committee officials and the IOC said on Monday, organizers set a limit of 50% capacity to a maximum of 10,000 fans for all Olympic venues. The decision was announced after so-called five-party talks online with local organizers, the International Olympic Committee, the International Paralympic Committee, and the Japanese government. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.